Two critically endangered angel sharks have been captured, fitted with electronic tags and released in Tralee Bay in County Kerry, allowing scientists to track their movements and habitats for a year. Now, these small and unusual sharks, they're very rare. They'll now be tracked to see how they feed and where they go in Irish waters to help curtail their decline by restricting fishing in those areas. Dr. Ross O'Neill is marine scientist with the Marine Institute and joins us now. And Ross, they're small, they're rare. Tell us a little bit more about angel sharks for those of us maybe not in the marine world who maybe haven't heard of them before.
Good morning, Mary. So currently within Europe, there's about 3 refuges left for them. They're Canary Islands. There are some in Cardigan Bay in Wales, and Tralee Bay in Ireland would have been, long-term associated with them. They would have been a regular catch up until maybe the 1960s, and numbers have declined since then, so much so now that they are extremely, extremely rare to come across. So to get these two animals tagged with electronic tags is a great coup for us.
Why such a decline? You say they were quite common, I suppose, in Tralee Bay, among other places, and they've declined significantly since the 60s. Do we know why, or is that something you're trying to find out?
It is something we're trying to get to the bottom of, but really it comes down to their behaviour. The animal itself likes to spend time buried in sand or mud in shallow inshore waters, which obviously lets it open to unfortunate interactions with commercial fisheries and being caught as bycatch. Also, years ago, angling competitions, they would have removed a lot of the animals from the bay. Different times back then where the fish had to be weighed, we'll say at the end of the competition on the pier, dead. So today that practice doesn't happen. Everything's released alive where possible. So these animals, because of their nature, they give birth to very few young, maybe only about 25 pups, and they might not breed every year. They might breed only once every 3 years. So as a result of this combination of their behaviour and their habitat preference, it's led to the huge decline in their numbers.
How do you tag an angel shark?
Well, you have to be very lucky to, first of all, to even get your hands on one. But when we work quite closely with anglers within Tralee Bay, but also with commercial fishermen, and that's where these two fish came from. We were lucky enough to be on board one of the local boats fishing out of Maries there in Tralee Bay. And the animals were taken as bycatch. They were in fantastic condition. And what we do is we simply lie the fish out. We ensure it's relaxed. And we give it a constant supply of water, and then we take a couple of measurements off the fish. We take some samples for genetic analysis, and then we also put a couple of identification tags into it, and then we attach our satellite tag to the back of the fish as well. And that's what gives us hopefully all of our important information.
And they're back in the water now, and you'll be watching them for the next year. Are you able to follow them already?
No, so the unfortunate nature of the marine environment is you can't do, I suppose, real-time tracking. Okay. But the way the tag works is it sits on the back of the fish. It records things like water, temperature, depth and light. And it will release itself from the fish a year after being on the fish. And then no matter where in the world it is, the tag will transmit its data via satellite back to us. Okay. And then we'll be able to estimate where the fish has been and where, you know, how it's been feeding, what kind of depth it's been at. And that'll give us an idea as to build up, you know, what kind of habitats it prefers. And that's vital for looking at things like offshore renewable energy placement and marine protected areas also.
All right. I know you've been looking for great white sharks. Any sign of any?
None yet, but we'll keep the eyes open.
All right. Listen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Dr. Ross O'Neill there, marine scientist with the Marine Institute.